USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Neither. That's the choice of a majority of Americans when asked if they want President Biden and former President Trump to run in 2024. An NBC News poll finds 70% of those surveyed, including just over half of all Democrats, believe Biden shouldn't run for a second term. As for Trump, 60% of those polled, including a third of Republicans, think the former president should not run again in 2024. The U.S. government has evacuated personnel from its embassy in Sudan.
U.S. officials said fewer than 100 people were brought out Saturday from the embassy in Khartoum, where warring factions are fighting in the streets. More than 100 U.S. Special Operations Forces moved in on the embassy with transport helicopters and spent about an hour on the ground before taking off. The director of the operation said they weren't fired on by those fighting. A State Department official said Washington does not foresee a government evacuation of other American citizens in Sudan now or in the coming days. I'm Karen Sloan.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is urging President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to sit down and negotiate on the budget. She says the U.S. cannot default on its debts, and the two men should not be using the American people as hostage. But the Democrat from Minnesota said she does not agree with McCarthy's plan. Sky watchers are getting quite the show.
What experts say was likely a meteor lit up the night sky, causing a loud boom that shook homes in central Indiana Friday night. Pilots as far away as Kentucky reported seeing a fireball streaking across the sky. The rare northern lights will make an appearance overnight. The celestial light show could be seen in several states if skies are clear. NOAA says a solar flare that erupted from the sun on Friday sent a huge cloud of charged particles toward Earth that should reach here late tonight or early Monday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An after-prom party in Jasper, Texas, ended in gunfire. 9 teenagers were shot, but their injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. Several suspects are being questioned as the investigation continues. The Twitter accounts of dead celebrities are getting verified blue check marks.
A report from Insider says Kobe Bryant, Chadwick Boseman, Anthony Bourdain, and other deceased celebrities had blue check marks added to their accounts since the social media platform began its purge on Thursday. The check marks verifying the authenticity of a Twitter account are now only available to those who pay an $8 fee, and those who don't pay had their blue checks removed. Why dead celebrities are getting posthumous checks is unclear. Twitter has not responded to the Insider report. I'm Jim Forbes.
One of only two remaining survivors of the bombing of the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor has died. 102-year-old Howard Ken Potts passed away Friday in Utah, according to the National Park Service. That leaves 101-year-old Lou Conter as the last remaining survivor of the sinking of the Arizona on December 7, 1941. Flags at the memorial have been lowered to half staff. A large fire broke out at Disneyland Saturday night as a packed house was enjoying the Fantasmic show. The fire started on Tom Sawyer Island as flames engulfed the Maleficent dragon prop on stage. Cast members evacuated crowds from the waterfront viewing area and other attractions as firefighters worked to put out the blaze. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision?
That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.